Celia Hill with the Lee County Cooperative Extension Service starts class by explaining the basics.
Today we're going to be canning a low-acid food such as carrots, because they're vegetables and all vegetables are considered low acid. But we're going to take that same carrot and pickle it, and so then we're going to be able to preserve it as an acid food.
Low acid foods are placed in sterile jars, which are then heated to 240 degrees to kill microbes. Then they're sealed. Pickling preserves food by sealing it in a clean jar in a brine or vinegar solution, which also kills microbes. Hill has a degree in home economics education. It comes with a lot of knowledge about food science and safety. When it comes to canning, they merge. Failure to follow the right steps can lead to fatal botulism.
So what is botulism? Pretty hazardous, isn't it? Okay? So we want to be sure that we handle everything properly, do the procedure properly, so that we indeed do not do this to ourselves or our family. Okay? Okay.
In the early 19th century, the need to supply Napoleon's troops spurred the development of heating food to keep it. A merchant noticed that boiling food and then sealing it in jars preserved it without spoilage. About 50 years later, Louis Pasteur discovered why when he looked at milk under a microscope before and after boiling. That's pasteurization. Hill stresses clean and sterile remain vital to the process. Right now, we're waiting for seals on our jars of carrots to pop.
Ooh, there's one. Ooh, there's another. Did you see it go down? And when that one pops, you'll be able to see it go down as well. So that means the seal has formed. And again, we leave them for 12 to 24 hours so that the sealing compound adheres and hardens to the jar.
There are two students today, not counting me. Joan Black is a recent transplant to Southwest Florida from Ohio. She's looking forward to eating food she's preserved in her own kitchen, but she's a bit overwhelmed by the process.
This has been quite an experience for me. I didn't realize there was so many things to know, so in depth, the information, and the temperatures and the times and the pressure cooker, and this is all new to me. I'm concerned about the time it needs to boil and when you take it off and how deep the water needs to be.
Seated at a table in front of a mound of carrots she's cutting into half-inch pieces, Nancy Harrigal says in addition to knowing exactly what she's getting, she's maintaining a family tradition.
Actually, my mom did a lot of canning. There was five of us in our family, and we ate from the garden. We lived off the garden, and she did anything that she could to do that. So I like the process. If I had time and the inclination, I'd be making my own bread and doing a lot of those things that I used to do.
Both Harrigal and Black live in condominiums but have garden plots in a nearby park. Celia Hill, who's been busy directing her students in sterilizing bottles, setting up a pressure canner, and boiling pickling brine, says individuals who come to her canning classes are motivated by a range of interests.
Many of them are interested in food preservations for any kind of disaster. So, you know, we think of hurricane, but there are, you know, people who are looking to survival kind of things. There are people who are saying, well, you know, if we have that are seeing and reading that solar flares are going to be happening, and if we have solar flares, then we're going to take out the power grid. And if that happens, they want something to eat. So having canned fruits and vegetables and protein is a way for them to do that without having to worry about having to cook.
It's recommended that canned food be eaten within 1 year, but chances are it'll last longer, as long as the seal is good. Canned food should be stored in a cool, dry place. I took home a jar of pickled carrots, and they await Thanksgiving dinner. Nancy Harrigal and Joan Black are looking forward to planting their garden plots this fall, then getting to work preserving their bounty. Celia Hill teaches another class July 17th and again August 2nd at the Lee County Cooperative Extension Service near Terry Park in Fort Myers. Valerie Alker, WGCU News.